Turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, we are a small family company and plan to open a garden store in Tallinn suburban area. It will be situated in an old greenhouse so we can both grow the plants and sell them at the same place. We have had long discussions about what to do with the interior. Should it be more polished and modern? But of course it's difficult and expensive to achieve, or should we try to build it more like a cozy neighboring store or anything else? We actually don't know how to reach a decision. Can you help? What do you think about the case study?
That's a very interesting situation, and one that happens every day, because everywhere in the world people start their own businesses from scratch. Now, I've been dealing for few years now with startups, with the startup community in various countries. I'm actually also a mentor and trainer of startups. And regardless if the startup is in technology or is in the brick and mortar or real world, like the case I've said, there are some principles we need to follow. And my advice to them would be first this: you have to be lean, extremely lean. We are all very excited when we start a business. You know, we have all the emotions, the dedication. We have this positivism bias. We see everything as positive and that it will work out. Usually they don't, I have to tell you. I'm a big believer, whenever somebody starts something of the, and this comes from startup theory, from what they call pivot. Pivot is a term in basketball. Is when somebody, a basketball player, is standing with his or her back to the basket and then jumps and turns and scores. And in startup community, pivot means you spend 6 months, 1 year, 2 years on one idea, and you already have customers, but you see that it's not working very much. You have to pivot. You have to change. You have to keep a lot of the resources and a lot of the ideas and the learning. So one foot should be on the ground, but with the other, you have to jump somewhere else. So in order to be able to pivot, you need to start lean. You need, means cost effective. If you spend all your money making or if you get loans from the bank to do a very expensive interior up market, etc., and 6 months down the line, you need to pivot, because you realize that the market is reacting differently than you expected, your investment is a barrier. It's a weight that keeps you down. So try to start any business as light as you can. Anyway, we live in a light, assets light society. This is what Fortune has announced from last year, and I think they're very right. I mean, we live in an era where assets have to be freeing you, not stopping you down. So whatever interior you decide, it has to be done clever, minimalistic, and with minimum of cost. Why? Because you need to pivot. Not you need, 100% you will have to pivot at one moment. Question number two. How are you disrupting the industry? So the fact that you open another shop, it's flower shop, right?
Yeah, it's a garden store. As I understand that, they grow the flowers there and they sell them. It's not only the store, but it's also a kind of huge...
The garden. Great. So if you have the greenhouse and you, how do you disrupt the market? How do you make my buying experience easier and more exciting? I'll give you some... Because for me, marketing is experience. It's not advertising. It's an experience. Can you bring me in? Into the experience of what you're doing? Can I become part of the experience? 2 weeks ago, I published an article in LinkedIn Pulse calling it the end of the finished product. If your listeners find me on LinkedIn, you will find this and some other articles, and you will see that we have entered an era where the traditional barriers between the company and the customer are broken down. The customer has to become part of the process. And the more that the customer becomes part of the process, the more loyal he or she becomes, the more good information they give us, etc., etc. So, for example, can we invite people to come and grow their own plants? Can we invite them and be part of the growing of plants? Can we hold kids and students, kids and schools and other kind of in the local community visits, so they see how the Can we collaborate? Oh, collaboration is also a big thing. You can never make it alone. Who can be our partners? Local schools? Any other? I mean, even are there local book clubs that they can come and be in a better environment in the greenhouse when they read? We need to create an experience space, not a space that we just produce. A gardening, either we sell equipment or flowers and plants, and then we sell them. No, can we create an open space? That's my top advice. Can we bring people in? Can we even bring them in before we create it? To do some workshops, to come, for them to walk around, to give us ideas, and to co-create. The code name should be co-create. Not I create and I sell to you. We do it together. This is the move. Also, another part is online. Since we have a greenhouse, can we make whatever we sell available throughout the country? Not to be restricted by our shop. Can we create an online community that people will talk about gardening, that we will share our love about gardening? And that's my last. Do you love gardening? Are you going into this business of gardening? Do you absolutely love gardening? Is gardening the last thing you think when you go to sleep and the first thing you see when you wake up? Because your business will go through ups and downs. There will be moments where you will swear to yourself and you would like to burn the place down and emigrate to another country. You will hate it. But are you into it for the right reason? If you are into it for the right reason, you will keep it forever. And you will try and you will include people and you will go through the bad times and you will reach the good times. You have to live your business. Your business should be you and you will be your business. If you do this, you will create the right community in the surroundings, you will create the right online community, and that you will invite people to be part of the satisfaction you derive from what you do in life. That's the only way to do it. Wow. Otherwise,
a lot of good suggestions. What I was thinking was that probably also what could be kind of thought through is that in what suburban area the place is going to be located. Is it next to the private houses or next to the apartment houses? So it might be also important that what is the type of choice people are expecting from you and how much they might be willing to spend time with you. If you imagine a garden owner has a lot to do in the garden, they are interesting and inspired in a lot of different plants, mm-hmm. what they can have in their own garden. So you are going to be like a supplier for them. If you look at the apartment houses, they don't have any garden. And it might be that your garden store is not only a store where you sell some flowers, but it might be a place for people to gather, to drink coffee, to spend some time, to go with kids and tell them what plants are they and how they grow and what kind of fruits you can pick. So it might be a bit different concept also depending on where you are going to be situated. So think about, because I cannot imagine that the store will be so different that people will come from, I don't know, from 100 kilometers to you. Probably the circle is maybe a couple of kilometers they are willing to come. And you really have to understand how would they get maximum out of the space you have created for them, actually.
Correct. You know, there's the new thing in marketing. I'm thinking it's last 3-4 years, but more and more I think is capturing the attention is customer creation. Before in marketing we talk about finding the customer and selling to the customer. See, but now today we're talking about customer creation, not new product development, customer development and customer creation. So there is a lot of passion in there. Not just to find the people that are already looking for a product like yours. Because when people are already looking for a product like yours, probably they have another supplier, they have their own ideas. It's how you create new customers and how this old customer you transform from a typical transactional customer in whatever industry you are to a newly partnering customer, I would say. That's the best way to put it. And I think everything starts from inside the company, from passion. If you really believe in what you do, if you really cherish every moment with it, you will pass this on to other people. And then you have to be, of course, clever and do everything else that exists in any marketing book, like marketing research, segmentation, you know, where you are. Of course, all these things. But you have to consider the experience of people and how you make their lives better. And maybe this is gardening, you know. I mean, in retail now, we have also the breaking of barriers between the industries. If I go to Zara to buy something, am I buying clothes? Yes, but I'm also buying shoes. Yes. Am I buying fragrances and perfumes? Yes. Am I buying glassware? I mean, eyewear? Yes. Am I buying accessories? Yes. When you go to IKEA, you buy. Do you buy only furniture? Maybe you buy toys for your kid. Maybe you buy food. So is it a food market? Is it a furniture market? Or is it a toy store? You know, so more and more we will see spaces that break the traditional barriers between, you know, products, and we'll see more around experience. So if you create this gardening center and it is an experience center, maybe you sell gardening equipment, but maybe in few months, and this is the pivot that I'm talking about, you also add some, I don't know, for home or for pets. I don't know, many people maybe are keeping their pets in the garden. So you expand. Maybe, as you said, coffee. Maybe you bring some fantastic coffee. So are you a coffee place? Are you a garden place? Are you a pet place? Are you a home decoration place? Are you? And now we talk only about B2C. Let's think B2B. Maybe later you will be getting the big jobs, you know, going to buildings and hotels and catering for their gardens, which is, of course, bigger job, B2B, business-to-business job. But why not? You have to think also for other channels, not only the let's say B2C market. If I have a garden, what if I'm a company and I build a new building? What will make you different? How your gardening approach is more engaging than the other companies that offer me now gardening approach?
Absolutely. So just go on with thinking. There are a lot of ideas, and probably it doesn't even matter where you start from, because be ready for change.
Bravo.
Be aware. And be ready and be prepared for the next change, and not too much fall in love in the today's business what you have.
Bravo. Fall in love with your customers, not with your business.
Yes. Very good. Thank you a lot, Nikolaus. It was so
Thank
interesting
you.
To talk to you, and a lot of fun and good ideas in there. And dear listeners, please listen us in a week time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we'll love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.